Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Good vibes and variety. It's a Sarah and Vinny morning show. It's hump day. I want to take a second here if we can. For a long time, Vinny and I have been doing this show together, but there was a period in the early 2000s when Mike Nelson, No Name, was a part of the show. And for many years, we've remained friends over the years. And his wife, Christy, has been going through it for
years.
15 years.
As long as I've known.
Cancers one after the other. Mm-hmm. It's been a really, really hard road, and they're reaching the end of it. NelsonHelpers@gmail.com. He's actually saying that, it's been really rough. If you want to send him Grubhub cards, or you can use that email to get in touch with him. But they could use the help. He's saying he appreciates the love and support.
I am sending a Grubhub card.
Yeah, he specifically mentioned Grubhub, but they've got...
I think that's a big part of it, sure. Like being able to... he's got kids.
Yes, yeah, right.
So there's definitely, between his wife being sick and him trying to help her,
mm-hmm.
and he wrote something like, it's been rough, and I just thought, rough is...
probably putting it quite mildly.
Not even close to right. What I would call that, watching your wife suffer for that many years and trying to keep hope alive.
Right.
And also raise your kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's intense. So anyway, I'm going to send Grubhub cards because I think that's it. He just wants to be able to feed everybody.
Right. And we're asking if there's more info that we can get to people. But I know that, especially people who've listened for the whole history of this show, like this is maybe a familiar person to you and clearly is in need of some help right now.
Well, No Name was big at Live 105 yep. for many years yep. and also was on KFOG for quite a while in the afternoon.
Yes. Yep.
So he's someone that the entire Bay Area is very familiar with. So again, the email, if you can help, NelsonHelpers@gmail.com. His wife has been battling cancer for 15 plus years.
At least that, right.
So if you can help, send a Grubhub card to that email address.
It's on the Facebook page.
Oh, great. Thank you.
And then actually quoted out what he had said. And,
okay. And then if we get more info or other ways that you can help, then we'll definitely put those up there and mention those as well.
Yeah. So. But I think right now it's just, they need some space and time.
Mark.
And
my God. Yes.
I love him and I'm yep. praying for him.
It's true. You've worked with him longer than any of us.
Yeah. Worked with him. Yeah. Quite a while.
Mm. Okay. So there's that Facebook page if you want more info. We have an incredible Alice Escape coming up here. This is the one. Bruno Mars in Vegas. Like, oh my God. Yes, please. Bruno Mars in Las Vegas at Dolby Live, September 3rd. It's a two-night hotel stay. We'll fly you there, you and a guest. And all you have to do is take the word rockstar. R-O-C-K-S-T-A-R. Oh yeah. I love when you play a little music when you do these. Rockstar is this hour's code word. Text Rockstar to our contest line 20357 and you're in the running for this. It's that easy. That's how you enter a lot of contests here. Text the word Rockstar and you'll be registered to see Bruno Mars in Las Vegas. Rockstar 20357. That's our contest line. Misery is a book by Stephen King.
Book.
Yeah, it's a great book. I didn't remember this. What does she do to his feet in the book?
Oh, I do.
You remember? It's different than what she does in the movie. What she does in the movie, which I did not know.
I don't remember.
So the book Misery is it's a Stephen King novel. It turns 35 this year. Actually, you know what? It might be the movie because it's Rob Reiner talking about this. The most famous scene in Misery, which I put up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page this morning, is the one where Kathy Bates puts a block of wood between the ankles of James Caan's character, and his ankles are tied on either side of it, and she takes a sledgehammer to one side of it and just
cripples him.
Hobbles him. Yeah.
Yep.
He's not going anywhere. So in the book, she just cuts his feet off.
Yeah.
I did not remember that. I think because that the image of her with the sledgehammer is so ingrained in my head. She won an Oscar for that, by the way. The story, like, leave it to Stephen King. But honestly, and I'm not saying anybody should be capturing authors and forcing them to write every day.
George R. R. Martin. Oh, if I could get that son of a gun in a room, I would tie him down.
I would just do all kinds of bad things to him in my mind only.
What kind of bad things would you do to him?
Gonna do bad things to you. I don't know. I just really hurt him though a lot until he changed the ending of the show. That's for sure.
No, just finish the book.
Just finish all the books, please. Jesus.
Finish them.
So anyway, it's a great concept for a book. Stephen King, he often writes from the perspective of an author. Like the main character is a writer.
Yep.
And this guy has written a series of books, and he's like all bitter. I can't remember exactly, but he's like bitter about it. He's just done with this series and he wants to write different things and write a serious thing or whatever. So he kills off a character in a book and like ends the book series. And it's upsetting to a lot of people. And the ones who aren't psychos don't kidnap him and cut his feet off. But the one who is an absolute psycho captures him and says, you're not going anywhere until you write this book. You have to complete, this person does not die. You have to rewrite that book.
Fix it.
Exactly. So if you've never seen it, it's Kathy Bates, and she is a crazed fan who kidnaps her favorite author, forces him to rewrite the novel. Rob Reiner says he changed it from, he didn't want the feet to be chopped off because he wanted him to at some point be able to hobble away from this thing more or less intact. He changed it. I guess everyone was telling him, don't change it. Let her cut the feet off. Because it was a huge argument. He says, I wanted him to leave being intact. He's still hobbled and all that, but now he's a full person. So I didn't want him to have no feet at the end.
Well, it's as gruesome as it gets.
Yeah.
That is freaking gruesome.
Kathy Bates is like, I wanted to cut the feet off.
Oh, she says that?
She says, everybody said you shouldn't have to lose something after you've learned something, but I didn't feel that way at all. Anyway, you can see the scene. We put it up. And it just...
Ay.
It reminded me of all the terrible things that Stephen King has done to his characters over the years. And so it's time for a little game, which Vinny and, well, Maddie, you've read some Stephen King. Have you read any Stephen King, Bob?
I haven't read any, but I have seen lots.
Okay, we're going to put her down today.
I'm going to say something real quick because I'm a huge Stephen King fan. And many of his books I read in my early 20s, like maybe even earlier. Like
I went deep on this.
This guy has been such a big part of my life, especially my reading life.
Oh my God, yes.
That he may be the next person that passes that really hits me hard. Like, I know there's a lot of celebrities out there.
He has narrated my life.
And often I'm like, okay, I'm sad.
Yeah.
Meh.
Yeah.
But this
Tom
one.
Tom Petty got me pretty hard.
Tom Petty, Bowie got me.
Yeah.
But Robin Williams was the one that, like, Okay.
Yeah. But to lose Stephen King, like, he is a no-brainer for me. Every time he puts out a new book, I'm like, okay, well, that's my next book. And his kid, too.
Always his kid. I've already bought the new Joe Hill book.
Pre-ordered? Or?
Yep.
Okay. Joe Hill. He's the Nosferatu guy.
Oh, by the way, I finished the book we were all reading together.
Oh, yeah. We were reading Project Hail Mary.
Yes.
It's good, right?
Alex Weir.
Yeah.
And did you love the ending?
I love the ending.
Oh, you did? Oh, good.
Yeah, I wasn't...
I think it's a very satisfying ending.
I agree.
Yeah. Leaves wide open for a sequel.
But that part where you find out...
it really bothered you so much.
Just what color he is. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
You just go... what? Mm.
Well, he's also doing that.
Yeah.
Like, he can't believe it of himself either. I am? Well, I don't want to say too much about it because that's a solid read right there.
Yeah, you don't want to give away that part or it's ruined.
Did we hear casting on that?
Yeah, it was Ryan Gosling.
Gosling.
Well, he's getting a lot of juicy parts lately. He's in a Star Wars thing too,
yep.
right?
Yep.
That's crazy. Okay, so here we go. We're going to do Stephen King did what to them?
Okay.
It's just multiple choice. Round one, Cujo. What's wrong with Cujo? The once lovable St. Bernard who winds up trapping a mother and child in a car in the heat.
That was a different ending in the movie than the book.
It was a different ending.
Hugely different ending.
In the book, he does not care who he kills. Okay, so here we go. What's wrong with Cujo, the once lovable St. Bernard? He's actually a demon in disguise. He was experimented on by the military. He's got rabies. He's the ghost of a dead serial killer. What's wrong with Cujo, you guys?
Cujo's one I may not have even read.
Oh, really?
And wow. I've read like all of them, and I've been going back.
Start at the beginning.
I did The Longest Walk just recently.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Is The Longest Walk the one where they are in a race?
A foot race. They're walking.
They have to walk 4 miles per hour, and they can't, you know, they got to drop trowel real quick, and that's a great book. That is a great story. I think about that story all the time. It's like a million new bucks or something that they win.
And it's just the last person alive
then he's like, oh.
wins.
Then there
is everyone
no winning.
Else.
There's no winning.
Bye.
Yeah.
So back to Cujo.
Okay, so here we go. Cujo. What's wrong with Cujo? We are very tangent oriented.
Well, it's clear we love our Stephen King stories.
Cujo. What's wrong with the dog, Cujo? He's actually a demon in disguise. He was experimented on by the military. He's got rabies, or he's the ghost of a dead serial killer.
I'm going to just say rabies, Bob.
Rabies it is. All right.
It is rabies.
Maddie
okay, I guess it's rabies.
It is rabies. Yeah. Salem's Lot. What kind of horror is infecting the sleepy town of Jerusalem's Lot? Werewolves, vampires, zombies, or killer birds? So why don't we make Bob answer
Bob,
first?
Yeah, Bob, you need to go first
on
these.
Oh, man.
I just reread this one.
I know.
Well,
you were always going to have an advantage because you've read all these books. What kind of horror is infecting the sleepy town of Jerusalem's Lot? Werewolves, vampires, zombies, or killer birds?
Werewolves.
Anybody have anything different
than
that?
Vampires, Bob.
Vampires. All right, next round. Carrie. What does Carrie White actually do at prom? Faints from stage fright? Sets the school gym on fire with her mind? Trips on her dress and dies? Or murders her date? Are we going to let Bob answer? Okay. Oh.
Murder.
Murders her boyfriend?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Oh, actually, I should have let everybody
I know what it is. I don't know.
Okay, go ahead, guys.
Been remember?
I don't know.
You know what's funny is I started rereading this and I didn't like it that much. I was like, oh, this is kind of...
It's a story of abuse.
Yeah.
It's not a good story.
I wasn't into it. Okay, give me the other options.
Faints from stage fright, sets the school gym on fire with her mind.
Oh, yeah, that one.
It's the fire.
The fire.
But you said murder.
but it was murder.
You still got
she
it
murdered
wrong.
Everybody.
No, I'm not giving it to her. As I said, murders her date.
Well, does her date die in the fire?
A lot of people die in the fire.
Okay, well then.
Yeah, she got pig's blood dumped on her, and she got so mad.
Stop. You lost. You lost, Bob.
Let it go, Bob.
Let it go. Okay. I know you're, like, used to winning all the time.
Okay, here we go.
This one you didn't.
In Pet Sematary, what happens after Lewis buries his dead son Gage in the pet cemetery? He comes back and hugs his dad. He comes back and kills people. He just stays dead. A ghost cat warns them to move. Which of those things happens in Pet Sematary? After Lewis buries his dead son Gage in the pet cemetery, he comes back and hugs his dad. He comes back and kills people. He stays dead. Or a ghost cat warns them to move. Bob, you have to go first.
He comes back and kills people.
Ah, see, I do remember a hug, but I don't know if he killed people after that. I'm gonna go with it kills people.
I also am going with
it kills people. Is the answer. He comes back and he kills people. It. Now everybody's been seeing it, right? Which of these things does Pennywise the clown not do in It? Appear as a clown, crawl out of a sink drain, turn into a swarm of wasps, or pose as a librarian? Which of these things does Pennywise not do? Doesn't do it.
The librarian?
Librarian, okay.
Go again with the others.
Appear as a clown, crawl out of a sink drain, turn into a swarm of wasps, or pose as a librarian?
Librarian.
I think it's the librarian. I'm going to say the wasps.
Oh, it's not the wasps. Oh, it's the librarian. Sorry. Maddie gets a point on that. Yeah. Maddie is currently in the lead, 5 to Vinny's 4 to Bob's 3. And let's make this the last round here. In Gerald's Game, this one, I'm haunted by this story, truthfully. In Gerald's Game, what horrifying thing happens while Jessie is handcuffed to the bed? Her husband dies on top of her. She starts hallucinating. A wild dog eats part of her. Or all of the above?
All of the above.
It is all of the above.
Didn't read it, but I'm going to say all of the above.
It is all of the above by a score of 6 to whatever everybody else got. It's Maddie on the show.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. That's such a great book. It's good.
Maddie.
Didn't sound like it, but it is really good.
It's Maddie.
Sony Pictures is collaborating with Roblox to develop an immersive Karate Kid game. So this is like the, you know how it's all the wax on, wax off stuff? And you were telling me Roblox is like a bunch of little mini games. This is going to be some kind of like, I guess someone will be giving you tasks to do and you have to wax on, wax off. I can't remember what the other chores were.
He painted the fence.
Paint the fence, sand the floor.
Paint the fence, sand the floor, wax on, wax off.
Yep.
So it sounds like that's kind of the lines of what... I mean, I don't know how elaborate these games are. But Sony Pictures is actually kicking down some money to do this. And this is the new way to advertise, everybody. The Karate Kid film, there's a new one set for release on December 13th of this year. And they say this is part of their strategy to leverage popular gaming platforms for marketing major film releases. The game will allow players to train in martial arts, participate in tournaments, and explore environments inspired by the Karate Kid universe. And actually, I mean, that's where Roblox will, if everybody did this and created these little games, I mean, that would be...
Well, that's what that... Great, that's the whole platform is that. Like, your boy... who is a game programmer,
we'll probably put games
probably
on
make
here.
Quick work of something like this, because it's not super detailed. It's not as...
Are they
as,
walking around, though, in a world where they're coming upon these games? Because I'm looking, they come, in this thing, they come upon a theater.
Well, the way I've seen it is, just like on YouTube, you see a little, what is,
thumbnail?
It's not an emoji, yeah, a thumbnail, like that. Like it's little squares,
okay.
But each one will have a different game. And so you'll touch one and it'll explain what that obby or what that game is. And some of them are super.
And that was like for obstacle. Obby was an obstacle.
Yeah, I think so. But my kids, my youngest loves the one where they try on clothes.
Like they have to put a look together based on what the assignment
give a theme.
Is.
Yeah, they give a theme and then you're going to a room and dress yourself.
Maybe I got to play with Roblox.
It's one of those things where
It looks really cool, though, this whole thing, the way they've got it set up. You sort of walk into this whole movie thing, and they've got all the movie posters and who's in it and when the release date is all sort of slammed on this, at least the graphic I'm looking at from Roblox. Looks pretty cool. It's a good way to do it.
I mean, I prefer they just advertise on radio, but, you know, if you're not going to advertise on radio, then okay.
I concur.
Try
Go ahead and
Roblox.
Try this new way of doing things. Yeah. It's funny. It looks very Legos-esque.
It's
like Legos and Minecraft.
It's barely better graphics than Minecraft. Barely.
Yeah, like it. I mean, those definitely they have like the Lego people hands, and so, I don't know if all of the obbies are like that, but the ones we're looking at,
I'm pretty sure
seem.
They look. Yep.
All right, Vin. What do you got coming up?
Well, let's see here.
Let's take a look, shall we?
Yeah, let's do that. Oh, fudge. Me and my... people don't want you to ask them to help you move. They just don't.
Oh.
And more after these.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you
with Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page for more info on everything that we talk about on the show. We've already thrown a lot of stuff up there today. Oh, that's not the right thing. Sorry, that was all me. Well, that was bad.
No, we knew that.
Yeah, start the whole day over again?
Yeah, starting the whole day over. It was so fun. I want to do it again.
Good morning, party people. This Alice Report is brought to you by La Garza Summer Camp.
Okay.
La Garza Summer Camp has got it all. 30 locations across the Bay Area. A variety of programs from sports to STEAM with flexible scheduling, epic fun for kids, and peace of mind for parents. That's right.
Yeah.
Drop them off and then go to work.
Yep. And pick them up tired and happy.
Mm-hmm. Head to LaGarzaSports.org and use the code ALICE for $50 off today. That's La Garza Summer Camp. All right. Here's what's happening. This first one. Oh, I'll do this. I'll do the story I teased you with. There are three kinds of favors. The minor kind people like to help you with.
Yeah.
I can help you with that.
Sure. Let me get the door for you.
The major kind that people, you know, say, oh, why did I walk this way?
Mm.
Son of a... Or they see it on a text and they go, unread. Unread. Crap. I can't unread it.
Do I have my red receipts on?
Oh, no. Fudge. And someone asking for help with a move, which is the worst on the list.
You're saying that is separate from all the other ones.
That is considered the absolute most hateful ask a person can make of you.
Yeah.
By many people. By most people.
Well, it is an all-day ordeal. And it's always more than you think. They're like, oh, just stop by. We'll have pizza. We'll do some beers. We'll just a few things to move. It's already all packed up. Sure it is. Yeah, I definitely won't be packing your bedroom and the kitchen. Oh,
I didn't really think about how many things I hadn't prepared before it was time to load the truck.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Oh, and can you go get the truck too? Can you go pick that up and bring it over
you
here?
You know what? All the dishes and everything in the kitchen, I didn't box that stuff either.
Yeah.
Do you think we can just drive that straight out? No. No, I should go get a million newspapers and start wrapping? Oh. Well, let's go. Since you're helping me, friend.
Yeah, right. Oh, no, I'm not renting a truck. We're going to use your pickup truck and we're going to make 5 trips.
People don't want to help you.
No. And you shouldn't, if you want to remain friends with them, don't ask them. I mean, a good friend will do it. But they're not going to be happy about it. They're not happy.
I may, and I have to look at it. Since I was a kid, I may currently be in a place that I've been longer than anywhere.
Oh, the house you're in right now?
Mm-hmm. Like I just had moved.
Well, even count the town that you're in too. Like you've been there a long time.
No, I understand. And I'm well aware there's some roots happening. It's because I have kids and they're in school and you just wouldn't, you know, willy-nilly pick up and leave.
Mm.
What, willy-nilly? I know, what was that? I don't know.
Well, we all know what it means. So you wouldn't just pick up and leave willy-nilly.
I think Sandy just came out of me.
Jeez Louise.
One of Sandy's that I love so much is I'm going to the store for some odds and ends.
Oh.
What is that?
Odds and ends.
Odds and ends.
Yeah.
You know it?
This and that. Yeah.
You're familiar.
Of course.
Oh, you're familiar? Yeah. Oh, everyone says that. When she says it to me, I always think
odds and ends. I mean, I've heard the expression. I absolutely would. That's never come out of my mouth.
That's not a thing.
I gotta pick up some odds and ends. No,
it's definitely not something you go shopping for.
Right.
Right.
Sounds like she's gonna wander around Target.
Yeah. For odds and ends.
Spend $500.
I know. It. Right.
Odds and ends.
Odds and ends sounds like a hardware store trip to me. Like odds and ends are like, oh, I need a new hinge for this and a new drawer pull
for
that.
Well, that's. I think the phrase is that she's picking up a bunch of random things, but it is weird. That's what she says. I'm gotta get some odds and ends,
bits and bobs.
All right, but she's, you know, from the East Coast, like you.
Yeah,
there's some differences.
Yeah, so I pick up some groceries and whatnot.
Anyway, people don't want to help you move.
No,
they say it's hard to get out of it. It takes a long time. It typically involves stress, manual labor, and the risk of breaking things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you're the one needing help, people say the top three things you can do to sweeten the pot are buying all the food and drinks, paying for the help, or promising to return the favor when that time comes. And you better do it.
You better do it. I helped you move.
I'm busy that weekend.
Yeah. I mean, we're at an age too. Like, if you're 30 and under, you've probably helped someone move in the last 5 years, Bob.
No.
No, that's amazing.
I guess more of a guy ask.
Oh, really? I've helped 1,000 people move. Mm. Ugh.
I can't move things with these nails.
Oh, let me see your nails. I didn't really notice you.
Look at the fancy nails.
Yeah. Well.
Why don't you just hire a professional?
Exactly.
Because it's expensive.
Yeah. You know who's free? Your friends. And a case of beer. That's what it costs you? Okay.
Second on the list was, there's probably not enough stuff here to hire a professional. There most definitely is. Yeah. You lying liar.
Way more stuff.
You have no idea. If you haven't moved in a while, you have no idea. Mm. You've got to pack that kitchen up. Each dish
needs to be wrapped. It needs to be wrapped and sorted through. Like, I don't want to sort through your clothes and decide what's going into the trash heap, the donate heap, and the pack for the next place heap. Like, it should be done. You're asking me to move. I'm coming here just to lug boxes, not to wrap your dishes and sort your clothes. Ugh.
How about a fast fact?
I love those. You know that. Fast, I don't want to pick you up at the airport.
What?
That's the other favor I don't want to do.
But I don't have anybody that can help me.
How about get an Uber?
Well, I don't have the Uber app. So if you wouldn't mind. Mm.
You know, there's a taxi line right there. Just go get in a taxi. I'll go all the way to the airport to get you.
Man,
get on the bus.
Rude.
Take the bus.
Say that to your parents too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Not your boys, though.
No, I make them get on the bus.
Get out of here. Yeah.
Sometimes John will go get them.
From your loins.
You're out now, though. Take it out and pick it up at the airport.
Is that what your loins are?
Aren't your loins like kind of your...
I honestly do not know.
Well,
I just
pork
use that
loin
word,
like is...
Just...
Isn't that the back strap? The pork loin?
Can you look
feels
up
like,
a lady's
it feels like
loin?
A pelvic,
hold on. As the resident meat eater.
Right? From your loins.
I don't know.
Well, a loin cloth would cover a man's loins,
I assume. There's things I say clearly it's I learned from Sandy, loin. Like odds and ends, and I think I just spit loins out from somebody else.
So the part of the body on both sides of the spine between the lowest ribs and the hip bones, which to me is the stomach. But in literary, it's the region of the sexual origins, especially regarding the source of erotic... procreation.
Oh, so it's your wiener in some things. Well, a loincloth, right?
So I have a loin, you don't.
No, we all have
loins. I don't know about the loins that much. I mean, I'm helping to explore this. I want to know. But I think that when I think of Tarzan and a loincloth, which is a cloth, is a belt, and it goes up over and under like that. So it's just like a cloth that's sort of cinched in place.
Right, but the way I used it, your kids didn't
from your
come
loins?
From your loins because...
Did they come from your loins? Is that a... Is it a male thing?
No.
Like on a pig, it looks like it's sort of the back and ribs.
And it's got the false ribs, the bottom ribs.
Oh, the false ribs.
I don't know.
Was there a fast fact in here
Pepsi!
Somewhere?
Pepsi!
Oh, I think so.
Once had the sixth largest military in the world.
Pepsi?
Pepsi. For a brief moment in time, in the 60s, the Soviet Union wanted to permanently bring Pepsi products to the country, but their currency, the Soviet ruble, wasn't accepted globally and couldn't be used. Initially, they struck a deal using vodka as payment, but there wasn't enough vodka to pay for the amount of soda they wanted. So they traded 17 submarines, a cruiser, a frigate, and a destroyer.
What did Pepsi
do with
them?
In return for $3 billion worth of Pepsi products.
I can tell you what they did with them. They sold them for scrap metal. Oh. They were all obsolete and not usable. But
I see.
But they had them.
So funny that how could Russia not have enough vodka to trade?
Well, I mean, you got to keep some on hand.
Because they
were
drinking all.
Giving
we don't,
it all.
Right. We need it all.
Crazy?
Vodka.
Tarantulas
taste
like shrimp.
Mm, do they?
Yeah.
You try them first.
No.
You let me know if it tastes like shrimp. Which part? That disgusting abdomen or those hairy legs? Which part tastes like it?
Ancient Egyptians used to shave off their eyebrows to mourn the death of their cats.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It does?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, that doesn't make sense at all, but okay.
That checks out. I don't know. It sounds more like they're like looking for an excuse to shave off their eyebrows. Which does anyone really want to do? People do that, right? Like if they're trying to be shocking. Shocking.
It is shocking.
It is. It's amazing how much you need them.
Gaga bleaches hers, I think she does. It's a difficult look.
Yeah.
A nursing sperm whale's milk comes out like cottage cheese.
Shocking.
So the calf can eat it in the water.
Oh.
So...
Is that just like a whale thing in general or just only these certain kind of whales? What kind of whale is it?
Don't.
What kind of whale was it again?
I say don't.
You said there was a whale. You said the name of the whale.
Nursing sperm whale's
milk. Oh, sperm whale's milk.
Comes out.
I missed that.
The consistency of cottage cheese so the calf can eat it in the water.
Well, life, it finds a way. Even if it has to turn mom's milk into cottage cheese, it'll do it. Why are they called sperm whale, I wonder? You know, like what is behind that? No one questions that. That's not like a question on people's minds.
Hold on a second.
There's got to be a reason for it. Like the blue whale, I can see it. The gray whale.
So they're named
whale.
After the spermaceti oil found in their large head. And that was, and I know for a fact that.
Spermaceti oil found in their large head?
Yeah, and it's like, it was the best whale oil. Like if you wanted like a candle that would burn really bright.
And they just like shortened it to sperm whale? So it's short for spermaceti.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I know. Thank you for telling me.
Spermaceti is used in a lot of like makeup and candles and things
they
like
should
that.
Stop. Is there another source for it besides whale heads? Because I don't like it. I'll take my stuff spermaceti free.
The longest word in the English language is?
Numino ultramicroscopic silicovolcanoconiosis.
Say it again.
Numino ultramicroscopic silicovolcanoconiosis.
That's a long one.
That is the longest word in the English language.
I thought it used to be anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Well, this one's longer.
How long
Trust
is it?
Me,
how many letters?
It is so many.
It was so many more syllables than that one. The one we got taught in school.
You're going to need to say things, and now I have to start over again. If you really want to know how many letters are here.
Oh, you're counting.
Well, how else am I going to figure it out?
Well, I mean, how long will it take, do you think? Is it more than one line?
It's its own sentence. Now start saying stuff.
I'll talk about stuff. Anti-disestablishmentarianism for years was the one that was supposedly the longest word in the English language. Is that the one they taught you
That's
when you were a kid?
That's the one they taught me when I was a kid. That was the longest word.
But this new one has volcanoes and eruptions in it and all kinds of...
It's very exciting.
There's a neuro problem. There's a norovirus in it.
It's 45 letters.
45 letters, Vin. 45 letters. How many letters in anti-disestablishmentarianism?
Oh.
45!
Okay, right. 45. How many? So that's a new record.
Oh, God. It says it right there.
All right.
Oh, God. It says it right there.
AI would have known too. How many letters in this? Blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah. Oh man, that's painful. All right, I'm done with this.
28 letters in anti-disestablishmentarianism.
It's like almost twice the letters. Hey, what is it? What does it mean?
Hold on.
Can we put it in an S for?
Do you need help?
Yes. As for definition, he's struggling.
It's a lung disease.
Oh, can you say it?
Pneumonotromicrosopic silicovolcanoconiosis.
Sounded vaguely Hawaiian.
Microscopic silicovolcanoconiosis.
She says it so fast.
Say it, do it again.
Pneumonoultramicroscopic silicovolcanoconiosis.
It feels like if you practiced enough, you could get that one. It's like supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. They've definitely stolen the name.
You can get tripped up. I mean, there are times when we are doing commercials and Sarah will go, ah, oh, hasn't even, not even
not
three
even
letters.
Work, right. I started over.
And she's like, ah. Oh.
Yeah. I know.
It happens.
You know what's really funny is when I'm under the gun, I can usually spit it out. But if I know that I can stop the recording at any time, I'm like, just stop the recording. Just stop it. I don't even like it. I don't like the read. I don't like anything about it. So if you do everything live, you're all set.
Right.
Because what are you going to do? Stop? You can't. There's no stopping. God, I want to learn that. I actually want to learn that word and sing it to supercalifragilisticexpialidocious because I do think that I think it's like the same amount of syllables.
I just puked the smoothie I'm drinking. LOL.
Oh. Oh, goodness.
Is that because of the spermaceti oil or what made you puke?
Yeah, please be more explicit about what you're puking about. We're interested to know what made you puke on the show so
less
we can avoid
what,
that.
Less than what it was.
Tarzan reference says 510. Someone explain to Bob who Tarzan is.
Of course she knows who Tarzan is. It is funny to see what a 30-year-old knows. You know, I like it. It's a good
I like it a lot, too.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
Feels like we have some bases covered.
Lady Loins. Is this the next scrotum pole hit song?
Lady Loins. It's, I like
I don't
it.
Know. I really.
Good lovely Lady Loins.
Can't believe that came out of my
mouth.
My
loins. My lovely Lady Loins.
But I'm going to Target today to get some odds and ends. So, you know.
Enjoy it. Oh, I'll be busy pushing a baby from my loins, I guess. Fruit of the loins. Fruit of the loins? Is that what it is?
Is it true?
What?
We're with baby again?
Yeah,
yes! Finally!
Yeah, that shop's closed, my friend. Coming up, an incredible... Actually, it is early if you have more texts you want to do. No?
I can do texts.
Yes, please. I was going to try to get us out of the whole thing where I'm having a baby because that's not
why
happening.
Why don't you tell us all about it?
It's a big announcement.
I just did. No, I just told you. Ship has sailed.
Well, where there's a will, there's a way.
Is there?
I think so.
I feel like...
Like this is breaking news.
It's not.
Tell us more.
Is it a boy or is it a girl?
It's triplets.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah.
It's a boy, girl, and the third one's a mystery.
I mean, you do have a womb from Ellie who is, well, yeah, I mean, I'm just saying your loins probably will outlive us all is what I'm trying to say.
I think I'm the only woman in my family left with a womb. Everyone else doesn't have one of those anymore.
Really?
Yeah. Stuff happens, you know?
I don't know.
Gotta get that thing out of there.
No, I don't know.
Oh.
Let's see.
It's not a functional womb, though.
It's out of order.
It's more like a womb.
It's got an out of order sign on it.
It's boarded up.
Do not enter. Enter your own rest.
It's got, right. Oh, God. I just use it for storage now.
What do you put in there?
I don't, whatever, you know, odds and ends.
Odds and ends.
Okay, really, it's time to go, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole a car and let that guy drive?
Atlas at 97.3.